Welcome to the Suzanne Show with me, Suzanne Proxa, HR and business strategist, former featured Etsy seller, plant addict, concert lover, gardener, landscaper in training, and human straight up obsessed with helping others and cheering on women. Here, we talk a little business, personal development, women's health, and a whole lot about things that matter, help people, and give them joy. Grab your coffee or your wine. Break out one of your hundreds of notebooks, light that soy candle, and let's dive in. Hello, Suzanne Show fam. Have I ever got a treat for you today? I am going to be talking with Rachel Allen about the big lie, what's going on with online entrepreneurship. Are you intrigued? I hope so. Rachel Allen makes words make money. The owner of Bolt from the Blue Copywriting, she's worked with some of the top names in the entrepreneurial world, including Jonathan Fields, Todd Herman, Shaw Wasmant, Marsha Shander, and Mara Glatzel, as well as influencer, brick and mortar businesses, and nonprofits around the world in 21 plus countries. She's consulted for clients in industries ranging from accounting to astrology, and her work has directly contributed to phenomenally successful launches, books that end up on airport bookshelves, and in one memorable case, a client getting an MBE. She's also run a phenomenally popular session at the World Domination Summit and regularly speaks to audiences of all sizes about effective communication. Rachel, I am so glad that you are here today. I cannot wait to hear what you have to say because I know for one, I am obsessed with online entrepreneurship, marketing, and all of that good stuff. So welcome. Is there anything else that you would like to add to that introduction?
Hey, Suzanne. No, I don't have anything to add to that wonderful introduction. Thank you so much. I'm really excited to be here.
All right, Rachel, let's just get down to it and get into the good stuff. So you've highlighted the concept of the big lie in the solopreneur space, which suggests that individuals can achieve what businesses with whole teams struggle to do. Oh my goodness, I'm shaking my head over here. Anyway, can you dive into that further and hopefully put some of us solopreneurs at ease?
Absolutely. So big lie is this concept or a way of articulating a concept that I came up with a couple of years ago when I was looking around at the online entrepreneur space. And, you know, I've been doing this for about 15 years. So I've seen a couple cycles come and go. And 5-ish so years ago, we were coming to a cycle that looked very, very, very familiar to when I started back around 2008. And I was like, okay, what am I seeing here? So we're seeing like all the rise of these like DIY courses and join my 90-day boot camp and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And having seen this happen before and really not work for the majority of people, I was like, okay, what's at the bottom of this? And what I realized is that it is the big lie, which is that you as like solopreneur or as a person who has a small team can and should do the same types of things that businesses that have multi-level marketing departments do, or sorry, international marketing departments do. And what I mean by that is all the things that we see, you know, that the internet says that you should do, should in heavy air quotes. So you should post on Instagram every day, multiple times a day, and you should have a newsletter that comes out every single week, along with a dedicated sales letter that comes out to people who only, you know, do their hand raises. So you're not annoying your list. And you should be on TikTok or Clubhouse or LinkedIn or wherever, you know, you should be on all the places all the time. You should be doing all the things with super high level content Oh, and also, you should have a course and you should write a book. It's easy. Just join my 90-day plan to do it. You know, we all say these things going around, and that's the big lie, because here's the truth. You can't do it. Like, you just can't. I've been on the back end of so many phenomenally successful businesses and seen the work that it takes to go into this. And as you said, Suzanne, people who have full teams dedicated to getting this type of thing done still sometimes struggle with it. So it's just not true to think that any one person could do it. And the reason that this is a problem is that when we do buy into the big lie, then it becomes much easier to maybe buy something that doesn't actually work. You know, like a course that says you can do XYZ in a certain amount of time, or, you know, some sort of methodology. Because the whole way that this is set up is that if you don't succeed, it's because you didn't try hard enough, you didn't want it hard enough, and everybody else can do it. Why can't you?
I know my little entrepreneur heart feels much better, and I'm sure that other people do as well, knowing that we really shouldn't be expected to do all of the things. So the big lie is often used to sell courses and systems. We see it all the time. How can solopreneurs distinguish between genuinely helpful resources and those that perpetuate some really unrealistic expectations?
Oh, that's such a good question. So I think the first thing to think about if you're looking at any resource is, why do I think I need this? And if the answer is, well, somebody on Instagram said that I do, then, you know, take a pause, take a breath. If you have a clear strategy and it is teaching you some kind of tactic that you need to know to implement on your strategy, then I think it can be a good thing. If it's telling you anything along the lines of, follow my foolproof pattern for XYZ, or copy my calendar, like anything that is highly specific to one person's experience being extrapolated out, usually without very much thought, to everybody else's experience, that's where you want to be really careful. Because the issue with that is the person who made that course or the person who made that resource or whatever probably did have a great deal of success with it. But that didn't happen in a vacuum. They were who they are with their audience in a specific time frame, with other things going on and other circumstances. And you are never going to be able to exactly replicate that. So in trying to just copy something that somebody else did, it's probably not going to work because you're not them, you don't have their audience, and it's not the same time. So yeah, again, I would just say look for things that are teaching you tactics or something that you can apply to a strategy that you already know works for you, as opposed to don't think about what you need to do in your business, just do what I say and success will happen.
Excellent. So I, of course, have read some of your work and your critique of the system and its impact on newcomers to the solopreneur world is really thought-provoking. How can seasoned entrepreneurs or industry leaders take responsibility for promoting healthier, more realistic expectations within the industry? You know, what changes would you like to see in the way advice and expertise are shared in the business community around this topic?
So I think the first thing is just that recognition of context of if you're creating something or selling something and saying like, hey, this works for me and here's why, so that people can have a clearer understanding of like, hey, this worked for me when I was doing this specific type of thing. But if you are not doing this specific type of thing, maybe it won't work for you. I think another thing that's always important is just to encourage sovereignty in people as they're reading through your copy when you're selling something. You know, this comes back to the same drum that everybody's been beating forever, which is, you know, just don't be a jerk when you're writing your marketing copy. Don't do the whole thing where you're like, if you buy my thing, it will fix all of your problems and you'll feel wonderful. And if you don't, then maybe your house is going to burn down. You know, there's like really like shady things that people try to manipulate or try to use to manipulate people into buying things. I do also think that it's important to emphasize the difference between strategy and tactics, because both can be taught and both can be very successfully taught. But when you try to sell one and you're actually teaching the other, that's where you get a lot of issues, a lot of squishiness coming up. So I think it comes down to, frankly, a willingness to be responsible for the consequences, which also brings up something which is not so much on the marketing side of things, but on the actual product delivery side of things. You know, I've seen several instances where people will get into courses or they'll get into group settings or masterminds, and they realize right away that this is not for them. It's not the right fit. Something was perhaps misrepresented in the marketing. And then they're told, well, like, sorry, it sucks to be you. And, you know, kind of irresponsible as a salesperson or as a business owner. So that's just something else to think about. You know, like, what are you actually willing to be responsible for when you are putting this stuff up? Because the very obvious but often forgotten truth is, like, actual in real color, living color humans are buying the thing that you're selling, and your actions have an effect on them. So it's, I think it's important to think about that with as much gravity as, you know, your bank balance or your work-life balance or whatever else.
Thank you for providing that advice and insight. So what I really love to hear from you is, what else are you currently seeing playing out in the world of online entrepreneurship?
Oh gosh, how much time do we have? I've been doing actually an entire sort of analytics series this year because this has been a weird year in online entrepreneurship. So to kind of nutshell it, so I think everybody came into this year thinking, like, I don't know, maybe things are going to settle out. Maybe things will be a little bit chill. As the first quarter was a little bit like, maybe is it? And then second and third quarter for most people that I've spoken to has just been like, what on earth has happened? Like, customer behavior is very different. People are much slower to buy. They're needing a lot more handholding. And the things that used to work really well, those good old, like, never fail things, have been failing badly. So I started seeing this in my business. And then I was having clients tell me, like, kind of secretly, like, I think something's wrong with my business. I don't know what's happening. And then I was like, guess what? You're like the seventh person who told me that this week. So I've started talking about it much more publicly in an Instagram series called Diagnosing the Internet, where I bring on other business owners and we diagnose the internet. We talk about what's going on. But the things that I've pulled out of this so far is that we've been in a really interesting situation with this year where we're seeing a generational cohort shift like we haven't seen in a little while. So in 2020, we had a bunch of people who, you know, they were at home or everything was kind of up in the air anyway. So they were like, oh, I'm going to, like, start an online business and I'm going to be an entrepreneur. And then everybody else, they also had their SBA money if they were in the US. So there was a bunch of new people who had a lot of liquid assets. And it was this big influx and almost this artificial bubble. So it was very easy to sell things. I know a lot of people actually had their best years during the pandemic in the year, or during 2020 in the year directly after that. Fast forward to now, we're like 2 years in with this cohort. And this is about the time in any business owner's journey where you realize, like, wait, this doesn't get less hard. Because no, it doesn't. It just gets different hard forever and ever and ever and ever. So we're seeing a lot of people dropping out, which is totally cool. Like, they're realizing this isn't for them. And so they're going back to a W-2 type job. And what we're also seeing at the same time is a lot of experienced entrepreneurs who are just like, you know what? I'm tired of doing this for a while. And they are also leaving for W-2 jobs. So we're seeing a lot of people who have been around this space 15, 20 years or so going and getting C-level jobs in other companies, because the line that used to be very demarcated between online business and offline business is getting a lot more blurry. So we're seeing all of that. And in response to that, we're seeing people kind of go one of two directions, one of which is they're really doubling down on what worked before, because, like, it's always worked before. So, of course, we're going to try it. How could it not work? You know, Seth Godin or whoever told me it was going to work. And I was just making a little, like, funny gesture with my hands. That's why I'm laughing to myself. But the other way is that people are like, okay, so the old stuff isn't working. Now what? And what I'm really seeing actually provide results for people is craftsmanship. The more you can bring your very best to whatever it is you're doing, the better results you're going to see. I know entrepreneurship has a culture of ship fast, fail fast, and that's just not really working right now. It probably will again. I'm like 2.5-ish years, just knowing how these cycles go. But right now, the thing that is working is if you can bring a higher level than anything else around you. So in my case, for instance, you know, we all have like the typical newsletter opt-in, right? Like that is the thing that always works, except, well, right now it isn't really. So what I've been doing instead is offering 2 free workshops a month. Like that is my equivalent to my newsletter opt-in. Now, that is so much more work and so much more personal time than just like slapping up a little email embed and then having people sign up and download a PDF. But it works phenomenally. I have tripled my list size this year and people actually know me. They're highly engaged. I have people coming to the workshops. They bring their friends and it's leading to clients. So it's that kind of thing where the more you can bring something above and beyond, the better results you're going to get.
Thank you so much for that rundown. You know, the online space is just constantly changing and evolving and also kind of reverting back to some things that we saw back in the day that maybe aren't so great. There's a lot of discussion about that right now. So with what you just discussed, you know, in the last question, the previous questions and you know, just what you see in general, what do you recommend that people really start doing instead? What do you think they should avoid? Anything that you would like to share in that realm, I'm sure would be incredibly helpful for those in the audience who are solopreneurs and diving into the world of entrepreneurship.
So I think the very best thing you can do is, like I said, do the best you possibly can right now. Now, of course, that's going to change depending on what resources you have, depending on your experience. You know, there's only so much you can do sometimes. But if you can bring that little extra oomph to it, you're going to see a lot better results. Similarly, the more human-to-human, like one-to-one or one-to-small interaction you can have right now, the better. So customers are also taking a lot longer to nurture and like getting ready for their sales. So the more you can talk to them, I mean, if you can host like little Q&As, if you've got a really active email list, if you send out emails, the more you can just have that like face-to-face connection, the better. Things to avoid, I think, is anything that's really large cohort-based right now. I'm not seeing anybody do it especially well. It doesn't mean it doesn't exist. I just haven't really seen it. And I haven't seen one, frankly, that's gone particularly well for anybody, like on the customer side or the business side in a couple of years. So I would keep an eye out for that. I also keep an eye out for anything that promises a quick fix, which like sounds really obvious when you say it. But there's so many things where it's like, oh, if you just do this, if you just change that. And the way that things are working right now, the level of complexity we're playing with, that's just not going to happen. So I don't really have any good news for people there. But what I do say a lot of times, and I've said this in so many interviews and places, but whenever anybody asks me, hey, you know, do you think I should be an entrepreneur? I say, okay, here's the deal. Entrepreneurship is where almost nothing is your fault and almost everything is your problem. That is the experience of it all day long, forever. That never changes. And most people are like, well, that sounds terrible. And it kind of is. So, you know, they are perhaps better suited to doing something else because if you don't love that, it's a bad way to spend a life. But there's a few people who are like, oh man, that like really feeds my brain. Like I want to solve problems all day long. And I'm like, great, then this might be for you. So that's what I would just recommend, having that reframe and really thinking like, do you really want to do this? Or did you just kind of want the internet to be your ATM? Because that's just not going to happen. And if you do enjoy the problem solving and the freedom of being able to work like this and, you know, all the risk that comes with that as well, then great. You know, now's the time to really double down, hone your craft, provide the best you conceivably can for your people and really get to know them.
Thank you for all of that sheer gold, Rachel. That is going to be so helpful for people. And now we get to one of my favorite questions, because I think it's just nice to summarize for people. What are the top 3 takeaways, if people remember nothing else from our discussion, what are the three things that you would really like them to take away from this episode?
So I think the first thing is just to remember that the big lie is just that. It is not physically possible for you to do what companies with international marketing departments do. You just can't. If you want to play at that level, you have to have a team. It's one human or a very small team cannot do it. So that's my first thing. Just know that and stop beating yourself up about it, or stop buying courses that tell you you can, because you can't. It's just not doable. And then the second thing is to recognize that this has been a really weird year in business. So if you have any listeners who are maybe a little bit newer to this and you're like, wait, is it always a garbage fire? Like, yeah, but not like this. We are in a particularly interesting phase of a cycle, so things will shift. And I think the third thing is just the move right now is to be as human with people as you can. It's something I'd say in entrepreneurship all the time, is that human is the only move left, because it is. It's what's working, and it's what we need in business. So I would remember that, and remember to bring your craftsmanship to the table. The more quality you can deliver right now, the deeper, more rewarding and long-lasting client relationships you'll develop.
Thank you so much for just getting that summarized for people. That's always so helpful. So by now, you know, there are probably people who are wondering, how do I get more Rachel Allen? Where do I find her? What does she have to offer? So please do tell the audience, how do they find you? Where do they find you? And how do they work with you, Rachel?
Oh, I am very easy to find. I'm all over the internet. So you can visit my website at boltfromthebluecopywriting.com. We're also on Facebook at Bolt from the Blue Copywriting. I'm most active on Instagram, which is also Bolt from the Blue Copywriting, and LinkedIn, where you can find me under my name, which is Rachel Allen, A-L-L-E-N. You can also just send me an email and I will email you back, like real live human, you know? And that is Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L, at boltfromthebluecopywriting.com.
Thank you so much for being on the show, Rachel. It's been an absolute honor to have you. And I just absolutely love your viewpoints and what you bring to the entrepreneurial space. And I'm sure I am not alone. So again, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I hope to come across you again soon in the online space.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. And yeah, I can't wait till our paths cross again too.
I hope that you loved this episode. If you did, give me those shout outs, show me some love on iTunes, give me a rating. And hey, if you want to know where to find me, you can find me on pretty much all social media at Suzanne Proxa. That's S-U-Z-A-N-N-E. P-R-O-K-S-A. And you can also head over to my website, SuzanneProxa.com. Until then, I'll see you in the next episode, and here is the Parte music for you.